since the start of last year, the Bears are 24-7, and yet no one's really mentioning Lovie Smith for Coach of the Year. Why is that?
Well, he won it last year. He won it in a lot of the different...
So what?
last year. But I think, you know, and here's the reason why, Nick. I'm going to tell you what happens with this Coach of the Year thing, and it's not really fair, but it's what always seems to happen. Once you're crappy and then you get good, that's how you get considered for Coach of the Year. Usually if a coach is successful, like if he's 11-5 last year and he's 12-4 this year, people say, okay, there he is. I mean, Tony Dungy's never won Coach of the Year, okay? Bill Belichick, I don't know if he has or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if he – I think – I'm pretty sure Belichick probably has at some point, but, you know, when they went in 3 Super Bowls, he didn't. It's always the coach who takes a team like an Eric Mangini. You know, the Jets were whatever last year, 4-12, 5-11, and then now they're, you know, on the verge of making the playoffs. That's the coach, Sean Payton. You know, the Saints were so bad last year. New coach comes in, turns them around. Those are the guys who get the most consideration. But I also think you can really make a case for a guy like Lovie Smith and a guy like Brian Billick as well. You know, coaches who have been established winners before, and then they're still doing it. Bill Belichick, too, to tell you the truth. I mean, you know, if he's coach of the year this year, that's not a bad thing. He won't be, but you see what I'm saying? It's like they weren't like dog meat last year, and that's what kind of eliminates a lot of coaches from that consideration.